445-1932.
Has arrived on the scene for your benefit, for the benefit of many folks who are listening around the country right now and who want to talk to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Now is your opportunity. You've been waiting since last week. You tried to call, but the lines were full. So now you start fresh at 888-553-7536 with lots of research news, lots of input. The first thing probably, Ken, that come to people's mind this Thanksgiving weekend, it almost gets to be trite when at the behest of people who ask, oh, what do I do now? I've had too much to eat. It's triggered something going on in my body. The fact that people who overeat just go through symptoms maybe only once a year. Maybe they had the same thing last year and they don't remember it. But what does happen to people who overeat? What does happen to the system, the heartburn, the acid indigestion, things that seem to be common? And you can ask that question if you will. Maybe everybody's got a different twist to it. It's handled differently as the individual is probed by good doctors like Ken. But the commonality of people overeating and then getting upset about or eating new things, what is the answer to people being healthier at Thanksgiving? Smarter at Thanksgiving, maybe a better question.
Well, hi, Doug, and to everybody, and wish everybody a good, happy Thanksgiving, and hope your families are well. You know, first back it up one step. A question is, why do people overeat? And, you know, I think there are hormones and good feelings that go off in your body, and we're genetically programmed, perhaps, to overeat. That feeling of being full is just gives you a general good feeling all over initially when it happens, and you have to watch getting to that point, or you may stay at that point filled up year round. So many of us eat to that point if you're not watching it, especially on Thanksgiving. Sometimes if you don't get to that point, you're almost being impolite, which is a shame. And you initially feel pretty good, feeling all bloated, and that's probably why everybody feels tired. People wonder why, after eating turkey, do you feel so tired? Some people speculate it's the tryptophan. It's probably not. Some people might speculate it's the melatonin in the turkey. It may be, but it's probably that just incredible over full feeling that you get is why you're so tired on Thanksgiving night. And then what do you do once you feel that way? Well, it depends what your symptoms are. Hopefully you didn't fall right down and lay down, because that's one of the worst things you can do in terms of getting reflux, the acid coming right up. It's not a good idea for at least 3 hours after you eat to lay down. And if you did lay down and you have some acid reflux, these proton pump inhibitors are the things you take, the Prilosecs of the world, or you can take histamine 2 blockers, the Xantacs of the world. Those things are very good. And hopefully that's the worst of it. And that's usually the worst of it, is just some reflux coming up, Doug.
Reflux. What a wonderful word, isn't that? A wonderful word.
Reflux, as opposed to reflux.
Sounds like something you'd say at a football game. Reflux, reflux, reflux. So people who are concerned about eating the various things that are available, I had a poll at DougStephan.com earlier this week focusing on what people wanted to eat, what they like to eat, the usual stuff at Thanksgiving. Not horribly creative, but sort of telling. And turkey and pie, those sort of things came up on the top of the list. There are people who are interested in their bodies, want to keep them well and healthy beyond the business you were just talking about. So as people go through leftovers, because that usually happens for 4 or 5 days, if not a week or more, what do people stay away from in order to keep the weight off? There's some news about that this week. It's appropriate to talk about it because this is not a religious holiday, so most everybody imbibes one way or another.
Yes, it's amazing some of the studies that came out this week, how appropriate they are to the Thanksgiving holiday, Doug. It's almost as if the journal editors are putting out their research in time with the holidays. But this came out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week, and it's a very interesting study about people who lose a fair amount of weight. We're talking about losing 8% of their body weight, which is a very good effort. And they then followed over the next year or so how these people did, because obviously that's the big problem. People yo-yo. They lose weight, then they gain weight. But the people who were most successful at keeping the weight off were the people who ate more protein and less refined carbs. So higher protein, lower carbohydrates. We're talking about the white flour products, the white sugar products. These diets helped overweight adults manage to drop some weight and keep it off.
Drop it and keep it off. This is the time of year where most people begin the vicious circle. Eat lots at Thanksgiving, eat lots at Christmas events, holiday parties, and then the New Year's celebrations. I know myself, it happens every year. The round begins after working for 6-8 months to be physical and to keep in mind what it is that you're eating, and you just kind of lose it. There's a psychological thing
to weight,
isn't there?
There's almost a tradition. You know, I watch people at, for example, Thanksgiving. They feel as though they must eat one of something, and they have a long list, and they've got to get a sample of everything on that list. It's a tradition, and they're going to make sure they do. And if they don't, they feel like they haven't gotten what they've earned or deserve. Mm-hmm. And that filling up through that list is what really puts it on until the end of the year. And most people, many people, put on 5 to 10 pounds from now until New Year's.
Yep, I've had that experience.
Welcome to the club. And it's often spending the rest of the year to get it off. And the way to avoid this, it's really simple, is to count calories and to get on that scale every day. And as it gets up, just readjust the next day.
Right. So that's the way we begin. There are a lot of other things that have happened this week, good and bad medically. We'll have that information for you. Emails from you that sent to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougsteffen.com or gooddayshow.com is the other address for the website. And so this powerful information continues. There's a shock wave when people get to the phone and they get on the air and they think this is really something special and worthwhile, and it is. So take advantage of our request that you be our guest at 888-553-7536. Don't forget Ken's blog at drkenshow.com as well, plus the health newsletter. We'll talk about that and what its contents are. Ken researches and finds out more about some of the important things for women, men, sometimes together, sometimes separately. Lots of information for children have been the past highlights of the newsletter, which you can sign up for by going to, for example, Good Day Show has Ken's picture as a co-host. You just click onto that, and you'll come to the email that has the newsletter on it, and you just put your email address on there. It'll get it every week, just like that. Why has the king of Saudi Arabia come to the United States for medical work? We'll find out the answer to that in a matter of moments. Medical work includes a lot of things that people, I guess there are men and women who just take their bodies for granted. Not a good idea, especially as you get a little older. You need to be aware of what's going on in your body. And for men, one of the most important things, you hear stories about men having prostate problems, dying of prostate cancer. There isn't a week goes by, frankly, isn't a day go by. You don't hear about someone who's pretty famous or somebody in your circle of friends, somebody you know who died and it could have been avoided. And one of the ways to avoid it is to get started early by taking care of your prostate, feed your prostate, have a healthy prostate by having the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate. And if you need the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate, why take them from 3 or 4 different sources? Get them all at the same source. You've had your yearly checkup, so you know what's going on. Super Beta Prostate has superior ingredients. And you've heard, listen, everybody knows this thing is an all-natural product. Don't need a prescription. You've heard the ads by many celebrities, people that you know. You've heard the info about the Super Beta Prostate product. So, Ken, there's really not much less left other than calling and trying your free bottle, right? Is there something that I've left out?
Well, absolutely. It's beta-sitosterol. It's been shown to be effective and safe, published in the medical journal Lancet. Keep the urine flowing. Keep the sexual functioning well. Anybody who's a guy over 40 or knows a guy over 40 needs to be interested in this.
All right, so here's how you get your free bottle. Get started with it. Call 1-800-607-7078. 800-607-7078. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling charge. One free bottle per family is allowed, and this is a superb way, as I said, for you to keep yourself in the right shape. So you don't have to worry about the problems. If you started to have a problem, maybe you'd be on this and it doesn't make the problem so bad. I think feeding whatever your body needs to you is your obligation, your job. So fulfill that obligation to take care of your prostate by calling 800-607-7078.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When I give a gift, I want it to really wow.
Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Day After Thanksgiving event.
Electronics, toys, beautiful jewelry. I'm talking the good stuff. And you can't beat the savings. Makes my membership worth it right there. Talk about wow.
The Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event begins at 5 a.m. November 26th. Start saving Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Not a member? Join now and get in on the
wow.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
All right, that's 19,000 little wooden horses on strings. How would you like to pay for that?
Discover card.
So, don't you elves usually make these?
Hey, with 5% cash back bonus, it's not worth getting my tights in a bundle.
What are you going to do with the cash back bonus?
Saving up for some plastic surgery. You know, your thing.
Now through December, get 5% cash back bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Dr. Ken Kroenhaus and Doug, waiting for your calls. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained cardiologist, trained internist, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I've been in medicine since 1975 when I started medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. I'd love to help you get to the next step. You've been to the doctor, they can't figure out what's wrong, or you're left with unanswered questions. Are you worried about your kids, your spouse, your friends, anything you'd like to ask a doctor? The good news is there's no bill, and it's worth a lot more than what we charge. The answers here are evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. Everybody listening, I'm sure you have a question unanswered. Why hang up? Why go on to the next show or whatever you're doing today with those questions unanswered? And if you wait too long, we'll be here for 2 hours. You're not going to get in, I promise. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's toll-free from anywhere in America. 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N.
You know what? Sometimes people like it when we both do this. We could do it. This would be like singing a chorus. The commercial 1-800-EMPIRE or something. Get a carpenter, call Dr. Ken, one or the other. 888-55-DR-KEN is the number. Email coming up is, a lot of information and discussion this week about two of our favorite subjects, Senate 510 and the screening at the airports.
Thank you. What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed, whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Medicare.
As we go through the medical news of the week, the important things that you need to know about what's going on in your health, you get the answer by asking the question. The only dumb question is the one that's not been answered. Been asked. You'll get the answer, and you'll get it well researched by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who has the experience, the knowledge, the wherewithal, the interest to help you out. So why not take advantage of it at 888-553-7536. We spend the first part of the program going through a lot of the news, things that will affect you, certainly what's going on at the airport. The studies that have been done, there is on the top of the docket here, Ken, some research that's been done about what happens to those who go through the current, there are 85 of these scanners, the so-called new scanners, that have been promoted by every politically corrected jerk that you can think of. And then there's, okay, the FDA says they're safe. I'm not buying that. Are you buying FDA approval of the scanners?
Well, I'm a little uneasy. The best review of this that I buy into a bit is by Dr. Peter Rez from Arizona State University, who's done his own independent calculations. And he's estimating about one cancer death in 20 million exposures, which, if his calculations are correct, turns out that you may be more at risk of getting cancer dying from these x-rays than you are currently of dying from a terrorist.
Yeah, that's very interesting. That's the speculation here. All of this, there are people who have started talking about what the realities are here. You have just suggested it. The wrong approach to terrorism, and this becomes, I suppose, a political conversation, and we don't want to have it because it's not a political program. But there are people who are saying, you know what, the terrorists keep winning, we keep giving up, all to prevent a plane from being blown up. So, you know what, here's what we're going to do. In this circumstance, as we hear these stories, we're going to stop all the TSA nonsense, we're going to get rid of all of the screeners, we're going to stop profiling people. We're going to, you blow up one of our planes, we're going to blow up one of your cities. Simple. And I think most Americans, when they hear that, would say, yeah, okay, that makes sense, and it does. But talking about the risk, does it equal the reward? The previous system that we've had has been invasive enough. If we take a stand and say, well, a lot of people are just not going through the x-rays, they're going through the pat-down, that's pretty obnoxious, too. You heard me tell the story last week about what I went through, and so, okay, what's the appropriate way to do this? The appropriate way to do it is to not do it and risk having a plane blown. And people say, well, if one person gets through, they'll just keep trying it and doing it. How many times are you going to have cities in various places of the world where you know a lot of people live go through this and come out on the other side? So there's a certain reality to the number of Americans who are likely to get cancer from the airport scanners and how much we're risking or want to risk. And even though the sort of opt-out thing was a bust this weekend, it certainly, as you think about it, when you know the facts that involve radiation biology, this, they say, is low risk. It isn't if you go through them a lot. That's why the pilots don't have to do it anymore. That's why the flight attendants don't have to do it anymore.
Nor do the politicians.
Right, exactly. Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, we should have known they'd opt out for it. Here's Don in Wilmington, North Carolina, with our conversation and the question, interestingly enough, focusing on one's skin. Don, please go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. I appreciate you taking the call. I have been diagnosed with erythema nodosum, and I apologize if I'm not saying it right, 15 years ago, and I've had mild situations with it over the years, but in the past month, I've had an extreme, what I would call extreme outbreak. In looking on the Internet, it's usually occurs in your legs, but I have it in my extremities, my feet, my hands. I mean, I have five of these nodules in one hand, in my fingers, in the palms, and I'm just wondering what you think causes this.
Boy, this is probably giving your dermatologist quite a challenge. Erythema nodosum, is that what they've told you you've had?
Yes.
And how long have you had that?
It's been 15 years, you know, and most of the outbreaks are very mild. You know, I'll get one, it'll go away in a few weeks, but these this last situation for over the past month has been extremely difficult because they're located in my extremities, in my digits, and on the bottom of my feet.
Yes, this is a painful disorder, usually of the fat under the skin. And it's usually we have no idea what's causing it. Sometimes you can have an infection in your throat. I'm sure they've looked for that. Sometimes you can have a systemic illness, an infection throughout the body. Tuberculosis, bacterial infections, fungal infections can cause this. There's something called sarcoidosis, which is a problem with the inflammatory system of the body. Also inflammatory bowel disease or even cancer can cause this. Have the doctors, have you had a good internist look over you from head to toe?
Quite honestly, no.
Okay. Well, definitely that's what you need to do and make sure that there's no systemic illness that's responsible for this, because you may be chasing your tail, not going at the cause of this, if one can be identified.
All right, so that means you got to check it out, sir, and maybe you might want to report to us after you have a real thorough checkup. It's half past the hour.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
My Boniva.
Welcome to the weekend.
The weekend is upon us. 52 weeks a year at this time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here live taking your calls at 888-553-7536. People enthusiastically wake up, even during a holiday weekend, to listen to and participate in and get the info that may apply to themselves, to others. But Ken is so right on. People are usually, I don't know if amazed is the right word, but they're satisfied certainly with the input. And that's one of the reasons people come here for medical information, sort of launch off onto whatever experience course they're going to have, not unlike the Saudi king coming here for medical tests. Ken, why would the Saudi? I remember King of Jordan came, he died. His wife was an American, but he used to come. I was in school in Ohio, and for some reason I would drive by from time to time the Cleveland Clinic, and there'd be an L-1011 there with a Saudi, no, I'm sorry, with a Jordanian symbol on the back of it. It was because the king of Jordan would come over to the Cleveland Clinic to get his medical treatment. So what's going on with the king of Saudi Arabia?
Yes, Doug, the Saudi king Abdullah, he arrived this past Tuesday in New York for medical treatment and underwent a successful back operation for a herniated disc on Wednesday, in which a blood clot was extracted, the slip disc was corrected, and the injured vertebrae was stabilized. Apparently, the king was flown to America this past Monday to undergo the treatment after being diagnosed with a blood clot pressing on the nerves in his back.
Wow.
Again, you know, as much as people like to criticize medical care in America, the man with the most money in the world could have gone anywhere. Where did he choose to come for his health care?
There you go. That doesn't mean he's going to get the health care that the Obama administration put together. He can write a check, thankfully. 888-553-7536 coming up. Speaking of the president, he gets 12 stitches. We'll find out why. Ken calls from Fall River, Massachusetts. WSAR is the radio station he's listening to. Ken, you're now on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
How can we help?
My wife, she has Graves' disease.
Yes.
So she went to a doctor came down from Boston. Her eyelids, because of the Graves' disease, were up over her eyes, and her eyes were drying out.
Let's just talk about Graves' disease for 30 seconds, Ken, because this is so common, it's going to affect so many of our listeners, their families, their spouses. Graves' disease is the most common cause of elevated thyroid level in the body. The thyroid gland is that gland that sits on the top of your neck. It's the boiler of the body. It's responsible for how warm or cold you feel, how quickly or slowly your heart will beat, how whether you can take weight off, how obese or whether ideally you're at your body weight. And Graves' disease is a problem where the immune system, this part of the body we talk so much about, which defends you off from these bugs that come and try to attack you, foreign bodies which try and attack you. Apparently, the immune system just doesn't function properly and actually attacks the thyroid gland and makes the thyroid gland just overact.
Right, she has thyroid problems too, yes.
Absolutely. And it affects other areas. It doesn't only affect the thyroid. These antibodies can go and get towards the eyes, and often you see these bulging eyes are so common with Graves' disease.
Right, and that's why she went to the doctor. So he performed the surgery. He cut above both of her eyes in her left eye. It wasn't when he was doing the surgery, he didn't think it was going back far enough. So he ground down some of the bone underneath her eye. And when he did that, he said he didn't, but now she has trigeminal nerve damage, and she can't. She has an ice pack all the time. She's on two different pain medications, and this has been a year already.
So what's the question?
So,
what do we do now? What's the question?
We call Graves' ophthalmopathy, where it actually was involved in the eye. And here's an example of where often medications will be given first. Hopefully they tried some corticosteroids, which helped to diminish the swelling of the eyeballs, and hopefully that was done first.
No, it wasn't.
I'm sorry?
It was not.
Well, the other options that are done here are orbital decompression surgery or eye muscle surgery. And it sounds to me like it was just complicated. Has she had another surgeon look at this?
Well, she went back to him the other day, and he said now it's even worse, and he wanted to do surgery again. We told him no, there's no way.
Right. And what is her symptom right now?
She's in pain. She's in pain almost all day, all the time.
It's. Have you been back to your eye doctor?
Yeah, she's been back to him. He said it could take 6 months to 3 years to go away, and that the nerve's growing back to where it wants to be.
Is her eye doctor the one who did the eye surgery, or is it a different eye doctor?
No, it's the same one.
It's the same one. It's time immediately. Monday, you need to go to a separate doctor. Do you have a good internist? This is where it's so key that you have a good primary care doctor. Do you have one?
Yeah, she has one that she's been going to for years. Yeah.
Okay. And does he know about all this, I hope?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
And what's he telling you?
You have to wait. There's nothing they can do.
All right. Well, I wouldn't take that for a second. So he's just saying everything's been done that can be done. There's nothing else. Just sit there in pain and agony.
Yeah, we've been to Boston. They were going to do gamma knife radiation, but then they said that didn't qualify for this either.
Okay. But since you've had this complication of the eye muscle surgery, You need to get to another eye doctor, totally, even ideally in a different city, but definitely one who has nothing to do with hospital cross-pollination with the doctor that you've been to, one that's totally independent to evaluate this, to find out what's happened, to try and get you put back together, you and your wife.
Okay.
All right, sir.
That's your next step.
That's the advice, and that's good advice. I'm going to tell a story right now about why getting a second opinion is an important idea, no matter what the malady. 888-553-7536. Many of you have heard me tell a story, whether it be here or on the Good Day Weekday program, about my former wife, Tony, who had bone cancer. She had breast cancer first in 1991, and over the ensuing years, last almost 20 years, she's had four or five different operations to remove tumors and problems that developed with the breast cancer spreading through the lymph nodes. They said they got it at the beginning, but they didn't. And then it got into her bone, her upper arm. What is that, the femur? What's that bone?
Yes.
All right. So she got cancer in the femur. And the first operation, the radiation was used in the wrong place. It burned a hole in the bone of her arm. And then there was an operation, and the substitute surgeon took the wrong piece of bone out of her arm. So then the third operation for that was to remove the bone itself and put in a cadaver bone, which stayed in her body. There were actually two or three different operations with two or three different cadaver bones.
Was that the humerus bone that she had it in?
Whatever the larger bone is in
the... From the shoulder to the elbow?
Correct.
Humerus.
Yeah. So, ultimately, the whole thing, she had a tumor in her brain. She had all kinds of stuff that has happened. And she was in a protocol with women involved at Beth Israel, and the deaconess, where a lot of these operations were performed in Boston. And there were 21 women when it all started in 1991, 92. All those women are dead except for Tony. They've had various complications, but the cancers were always in the same place. So it isn't like the doctors don't know. And this is, again, the fellow's just mentioning Boston, and we all think of Boston as a hub, pardon the pun, for medical expertise and know-how. I've always said if I was really sick, I'd want to go to Mass General. You look at the stats about how many people die in hospitals. That's one issue. But in Tony's case, she's had a team, Ken, of about four doctors, been pretty consistently providing her with care and coverage for these last at least 14 or 15 years. The same people have operated on her, have had her tests done. She goes in every 3 months to get the cancer markers, that sort of thing. So they decided last year, about this time, they were going to do a different kind of operation because the bone in her arm that they'd used, a dead body from a dead person, put in there, it wasn't really, it kept rejecting, it wasn't working, so they're going to take a piece of bone from her leg and put it in her arm to support what was needed to keep her arm able to do something. So that was, I think, April when that operation took place. And from that time to this, the arm has been all swollen to twice its normal size. The doctors told her, now remember, these are doctors at Mass General and Beth Israel and supposedly the brightest and the best in the country that do this sort of thing. At least that's what Tony was telling me. These are the best people, yada, yada.
The Mecca.
Right. So she moves a month ago to California, moves to Los Angeles where our two children are, and she starts seeing doctors there because the doctors in Massachusetts told her that if she went to a drier, warmer climate, the swelling, which has been a real problem, she couldn't move her arm, she can't sleep, aches, unbelievable stuff, taking pills that make sort of change her tone and outlook on life. So she goes out there expecting her arm to be better. It just makes sense. You have, cloudy, wet weather. We all hear the story about it. It aches in my bones. And so if you're having trouble, you figure it'll be multiplied. So anyway, she gets out there to the good weather, and nothing changes. She can't sleep. She's miserable. So she has a new battery of doctors that she starts seeing last week. And the first specialist she goes into looks at her in 90 seconds, says, "You have a raging infection."
Oh my gosh.
In your arm. It's all hot and swollen. And so Tony's dumbfounded. I said it to her a month and a half ago. There's something going on. You shouldn't be all swollen up. Like, I felt her wrists and her hand were hot. And that's the sign, obviously, inflammation and infection. And it's discounted if it comes from me. I haven't got a license. So anyway, this doctor puts her on, I think it was Wednesday or Tuesday of this past week, a really, really strong medication that is supposed to deal with this infection that she has. And she already, as of yesterday, was feeling that the pain was going down a little bit. She didn't sleep at all on Thanksgiving Eve. But this is the kind of stuff that goes on in our system. The reason I tell you the story is because it's an interesting story that could apply to lots of people. The second diagnosis is something that ought to be a part of what we expect to get, because there's no such thing as perfection. Not all doctors are equally trained. They don't all have the same expertise. And I don't know whether under the new Obamacare, it's allowed Tony's taken care of because she's been under Social Security, for a long time because she's actually disabled. So is this something under the new healthcare system? If you don't get a good opinion or a solid opinion or a correct opinion, you go somewhere else and it's taken care of? Or do people have to fight about that stuff?
you just have to duke it out with the insurer, and you never know in these situations whether the insurer is going to cover it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some hopeful news for people similar to Tony out of the FDA this week. There's a drug, Xgeva, X-G-E-V-A. It's been approved by the FDA to prevent fractures and other skeletal complications, Doug, in people with advanced cancer that's metastasized, that is spread to the bones. And as you're describing, as many as 75% of people with advanced cancers of the prostate, lung, or breast have it spread to the bones, and this can lead to complications such as debilitating pain, bone fractures, and compression of the spinal cord. And here you have an example of an infection.
It's back to prevention, about how you eat, how you live, what you're exposed to, all of the things we've been talking about so far in the program, Ken. Exposure to the x-rays at the airport, harmful things that you eat that are incorrect, harmful things that you do to your body, smoking, and I think I told you on the air last week the story about the fellow that had milked my cows on the farm for the past 12-13 years is now going out on disability because of what he's done to himself, the smoking and the eating of the wrong food and being overweight on his feet on the concrete, all of these things, and yet we sort of, I don't want to say reward people, but people aren't encouraged to take care of themselves. We keep talking about prevention and education and common sense, none of which were exercised by this fellow, and yet the system pays him, and now he'll get Social Security, disabled income for the rest of his life, because he abused himself.
Yeah, it's very unnerving to people who develop policy, but they just don't put in these healthcare programs something that reinforces, that rewards people who practice good health, good behavior, and that seems to be an area that people just don't want to go to who deal in these policies.
Thus, we continue to talk to you about taking care of yourself, and one of the basic bottom line ways of doing that is to have a strong probiotic program involving these unbelievably good, strong bacteria that you need to boost your immune system. When you boost your immune system, not only do you keep the basic cold and flu viruses at bay, but you keep a lot of the things, the free radicals that are a part of people getting cancer. There are all kinds of things going on in your body that make you sick or inflame your body, and that having a good probiotic program helps a great deal, takes care of in many instances, Ken.
Absolutely. We want to stay healthy. We're going to talk a little bit later about this frustrating report about the dangers of still going into the hospital. So everybody's focused, or should be, on prevention. And one of the most important ways to prevent all of this havoc is to make sure your immune system, your defenses, are working as well as possible. And two-thirds of it resides in your digestive system. And in order for your immune system to work well, you need these healthy bacteria, the probiotics. There's more bacteria in your body than there are cells, and you need to keep the balance between the healthy and the bad bacteria in proper alignment. And if you don't, your immune system won't work properly. To keep your immune system revved up, you need to get continuously, every day, these healthy bacteria, the probiotics. My favorite way of getting it is through Sustenix. Yes, I love yogurt. Yes, I love these other dairy products that have the healthy bacteria. The problem is those bacteria don't make it through the acidic environment and survive to get to the small bowel where the probiotics need to be to work. The nice thing about Sustenix, it has a natural organic coating that comes with the bacteria and keeps it protected from the acidic environment. These bacteria have been around for over 50 years, and multiple millions of people have taken them with absolutely no problems.
Go to the website, trysustenix.com. Easier said to go to dougstefan.com or gooddayshow.com. You'll see the Sustenix box there. Click on that. You'll find a $5 off coupon. It's good for all of the big box stores where this product is sold, and it's not too early to suggest that you buy a bunch of Sustenex and put it in people's stockings, give the gift of health for Christmas. Why not be thinking about that?
And now for the bonus round. If one is triangle and two is square, what is three?
I want to say deviled ham.
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where is brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. More of your calls coming right up here. This Thanksgiving Day weekend, 51 past the hour.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
In supply.
Cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert on the Good Day program. You can hear that he has much expertise in almost anything you can ask him. He's he had the training as an internist. You can also make an appointment to see him if you want to go down to Orlando, if you're impressed with his input and his manner. 800-LAKE-CARDIO is the number to call his office directly. Or you can call us at 888-553-7536. We'll steer you in the right direction. Speaking of being steered in the right direction, let's have Ken from Waterloo, New York. Another Ken. How many? We've had what? Already? A Ken or two. Here's Ken number three with Dr. Ken. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air now.
Hello.
Hi
Ken. I've been diagnosed years ago with this muscle disease. They call it inclusion body myositis.
IBM.
Pardon?
IBM.
It's called IBM, sir. That's the initials for it.
IBM?
Yeah.
Oh,
what's your question? Yeah, what's your question
for
Ken?
Go on.
But they keep getting weaker and weaker all the time till now I've got so I can't walk anymore. I only have a walker and can't get up out of a chair very good. And it's mostly in my legs, but yet my arms and everything are weaker too.
Okay, well, Ken, well, congratulations. You know, you've won the lottery. Inclusion body myositis is a very, very rare muscle illness. It's when the immune system attacks the muscles. And not a lot is known about this, and unfortunately, you're not getting any good treatment to this because there really is no good treatment for this to slow or stop the progression. It doesn't respond to any inflammatories, immunosuppressant drugs, immunochanging drugs. None of it seems to be effective. What I would do is I would call up the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota,
uh-huh.
And I would describe to them what you have. And I don't know if you can take a trip, or I'm sure the person, there's probably one person at the Mayo Clinic who is up to date in this area, the most expertise, or even get, you have a good internist in Waterloo, New York, will help you do this. And that person at the Mayo Clinic probably has one or two buddies in upstate New York who know something about this. Because I'm telling you, there probably are a handful of doctors in the country who probably have any expertise about this problem.
Oh. There's no treatment, really, then?
There's no, at this point, standard approved treatment that's effective, and you're going to have to get into some research protocol to get any benefit here. And the way to do that is how I'm explaining this to you, and if this seems too challenging, just ask your internist. And what is your internist doing for you?
Pardon?
What is your internist doing to help you?
Oh, then... I haven't had anything to help me.
Okay, yeah. But what I would do is just, as I've suggested, ask your internist to triangulate you with the Mayo Clinic and find out who's the expert in upstate New York with this problem.
There you go, sir. Good luck to you. 888-553-7536. I was thinking about asking or suggesting that we wish people happy holidays, but some people are calling in here. So miserable that they can't begin to imagine it. Maybe having a turnaround in attitude helps as much as anything else, because we all know how good it's difficult, easier said than done, but having a good attitude, study after study after study, suggests that if you have a good attitude, it'll go a long way to making you a physically healthier person, Ken.
Grateful people are healthier. This comes out of the Journal of Happiness Studies. You should be an editor of this journal. It really exists. And it turns out giving thanks is good for your health. Maintaining an attitude of gratitude can improve psychological, emotional, and physical well-being, Doug.
The attitude of gratitude, something keep in mind. We all have lots of things to be grateful for. You spend this time of year thinking about those things. Why not think about them all the time? The President of the United States received 12 stitches. In his face, I guess, wasn't it? Around his mouth? Where did he?
His upper lip.
Yeah. What happened?
Man with the ball turned around, and an elbow went right into the president's face, and he took it to the upper lip, 12 stitches.
That could be considered an attack. This guy could be sent to prison for the rest of his life, couldn't he?
It may be an offensive foul for driving.
At least one way or the other. And putting aside how offensive maybe some of the programs are, the guy... He does like to play basketball, seemingly keeping himself in shape. You know, all of this discussion about smoking, he still smokes. And that, you wonder how, you know, he does, because most presidents don't get a lot of sleep, don't get a lot of rest, and they probably eat pretty well. But that's something.
He's playing 5-on-5 full court basketball.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's Kennedy used to say he did things with vigor, and that he seems to do. All right. So that takes care of the president. Going to be fine. Don't worry about the stitches. How about you? Are you going to be fine? What can we do to take care of you? 888-553-7536 is another hour of info awaits you here on Good Day Weekend.